Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for March 30th to April 5th, 2013. Wave of protests in the West Bank met with excessive use of live ammunition, which resulted in the death of two young Palestinians following the death of a Palestinian political prisoner in Israeli hospital. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh, as well as Al-Ma'sara village, southern West Bank. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has the story.
Israeli soldiers fired tear gas and chemical water at villagers and their supporters before they left the village of Nabi Saleh. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. As a result, many, among them children, were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At the villages of Bel'in and Na'lin, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. Israeli troops stationed at the wall in both locations used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At Al-Ma'zara village, southern West Bank, also on Friday, Israeli soldiers stopped the weekly anti-war protest there at the village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
The Palestinian Authority is angry with what it called excessive Israeli use of lethal force against West Bank demonstrators this week. Meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas says Hamas will never recognize Israel unless Palestinian people's rights are restored. The details with IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari.
Palestinian Authority sources say that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will not consider submitting an official complaint to the United Nations in a protest against Israel's use of lethal force against West Bank demonstrators this week. This week, Israeli military used force against demonstrators in various West Bank areas following the death of a veteran Palestinian prisoner, Maisra Abu Hamdiya, inside an Israeli jail. More than 20 Palestinians were reported injured and two others killed in protests. The PA is refraining temporarily to allow some intervention by international players in an attempt to guarantee that Israel would not repeat use of force, given the protests were peaceful ones. In the Gaza Strip, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh told reporters in Gaza that his party can never recognize Israel unless Israel ends occupation of the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem. Haniyeh returned back from Cairo following talks with Egyptian officials in the now Islamist-run country. A spokesperson for the U.S. State Department reiterated this week three international demands from Hamas: recognizing Israel, accepting past signed peace agreements between Israel and Palestinians, and renouncing violence before the U.S. could start approaching Hamas. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
This week, two Palestinians were killed by Israeli army gunfire during clashes with Israeli soldiers in protest of the death of a political detainee held by Israel. Also in Gaza, Israeli Air Force and naval forces conducted a number of attacks targeting the coastal region. IMEMC's Ghassan Banwar has more.
Naji Al-Balbisi and Amir Nassar, both 18 years old, were protesting with other youth near a military checkpoint not far from the northern West Bank village of Anabta when they were shot by Israeli troops Wednesday night. Sufyan Barakat from Anabta village was at the checkpoint shortly after the killing.
We arrived at the checkpoint. We saw the body of Amir Nassar laying there. The village doctor tried to talk to the soldiers to allow him to approach the body. The soldiers refused and threatened to shoot anyone who tried to get closer. When the residents started to gather at the checkpoint, the soldiers allowed us to take the body.
Uh, Belbisi body was recovered by the villagers on Thursday morning. Palestinian medical sources announced that around 80 Palestinians have been injured this week by Israeli troops' gunfire since Tuesday. Many others have suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. The clashes were in protest of the death of political detainee held by Israel Maisar Abu Hamdiya, who died of cancer on Tuesday. Many Palestinians accused the Israeli military of failing to provide Maisar Abu Hamdiya with the proper medical treatment. Abd al Fattah Khalil is with the Palestinian Political Prisoner Society.
Maisara Abu Hamdiya was subject to deliberate medical neglect by Israeli prison administration and the government. The Palestinian Political Prisoner Society doctors had reports stating clearly that Abu Hamdiya had throat cancer. These reports were sent to Israeli prison administration doctors. But since this administration has no respect for international laws, it ignored the reports and also systematically denied Abu Hamdiya the proper medical care which led to his death.
Abu Hamdiya is the third Palestinian political prisoner held by Israel to die this year. In February, Arafat Jaradat, also from Hebron City, died after being tortured by Israeli interrogators. In January, Ashraf Abu Dra' died due to deteriorating health conditions just 3 days after the Israeli army released him. The deaths have raised many concerns by Palestinian human rights groups. Kevin Kelly is from the Ad-Damir Association for Prisoner Support and Human Rights.
25 people are prisoners are suffering from cancer at the moment, and it's unclear what individual prisoner, what type of treatment they're getting. But going on the basis, judging the basis of the treatment Abu Hamdiya had received, which was basically receiving painkillers for cancer, which is completely inappropriate, that we don't hold too much confidence in the Israeli prison service to provide the necessary treatment.
Also this week, inside Israeli army detention facilities, Palestinian detainees carried out a 3-day hunger strike to protest Abu Hamdiya's death, while 3 other prisoners continue their long-term hunger strike, demanding better conditions and their freedom. Moreover, this week, the Israeli military conducted at least 65 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these attacks, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 30 Palestinians, including 3 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, 2 airstrikes were launched by the Israeli Air Force on Gaza City and the north of the Gaza Strip, targeting an open land, a greenhouse and a water well. No casualties were reported. 3 more attacks were reported in the Gaza Strip this week by Israeli Navy targeting Palestinian fishing boats. According to local sources, the attacks caused damage but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bandura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 30th to April 5th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website, www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Qassis and me, George Rishmar.